Welcome to an interview with Brian Johnson, the new director of Mid-America St. Louis Airport, located in Muskoka, Illinois. I'm Mary Lamy, the Executive Vice President of Multimodal Enterprises with Bi-State Development, and in this capacity, I'm also responsible for the St. Louis Regional Freightway. During today's discussion, we'll learn more about Brian, what COVID-19 measures the airport has in place to support passenger safety, and recent advancements in terms of commercial flights, air cargo, and industrial development. As a quick introduction, Mid-America St. Louis, or St. Louis Airport, was recognized in 2018 as the Illinois Primary Airport of the Year for their safety record and their services provided to the region. The commercial air cargo airport is located in southwestern Illinois and is uniquely co-located with Scott Air Force Base. The St. Louis Regional Freightway has worked closely with Brian's previous director, Tim Cantwell, and we look forward to working with Brian in his new airport role and member of the Freightway Freight Development Committee. Brian, welcome to the St. Louis region, and thank you for taking time to introduce yourself to the freight industry.
Thanks, Mary. It's a real pleasure to be with you and the rest of the Freightway community, and looking forward to maybe meeting you in person someday, as well as many others in the area. And again, thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
And likewise, and thanks for your patience with using the Zoom video medium. All right, Brian, so let's start off. So first, can you tell us about your new role as director of Mid-America Airport and what drew you to this position?
My new role as the airport director here at Mid-America St. Louis started with COVID, and hopefully will end soon, or at least not my career, but COVID will end soon. And actually, the three things that come to mind are really the premise, I think, of where we're at in time, and that is the react, rethink, and recover. But as far as how I landed here, it was really driven by two very significant observations of the Mid-America St. Louis Airport. The first one was the record-setting pace that this airport was on as it relates to passengers flying through this terminal. It's really significant to see an airport year over year seeing 15 to 20% growth. And while that is exciting, certainly it's not the only driver that brought me here. The other driver that brought me here was really looking at the economic impact that this airport has, not only on Southern Illinois, but the entire Metro St. Louis area. And when you see an airport pushing through $3 billion worth of economic impact into the local and regional community, that's really significant. And most airport directors are going to notice that. And so that was the other real trigger for me to pursue the job here. And it's a real pleasure being here and seeing a lot of this play out.
So Brian, tell us about your background. Tell us about your prior career experiences and how that prepared you for this position.
Yeah, I was very fortunate from a young age. My parents really pushed us to pursue our passions, which I was able to do both educationally and with work experience. Got a real diverse professional background in the aviation industry, 25 years in airports and another five as a pilot and doing some other aspects of aviation. But it's all accumulated to this point in time, and I think really makes me a good, or positions me for, taking this airport to the next level.
Very good. So you're certainly well qualified for this job. You take it, and within days, you are then immediately impacted with the COVID-19 pandemic. So tell us how that's impacted and how you handled that within your first couple days and weeks of this position.
Mary, I'll tell you, it was very awkward. it's really been awkward for all of us, and I think we all know that and can acknowledge it. I mean, we're 3 months in now, 4 months in to this COVID event, and it's really had a substantial impact on both our professional and personal lives. So it has been life-changing. It's been career-changing. But I also think with every awkward event comes challenges and opportunities. And for the staff and I here at Mid-America, that's really what we're looking towards at this time.
So talk about service and performance. How has the airport fared given that drop in demand for air travel due to COVID-19? And what are you seeing in terms of renewed interest at this time?
Mary, the bottom of the entire industry fell out in end of March and all of April. And again, we've all felt that impact, and we're all aware of that, and not just here at Mid-America, but all of our metropolitan airports. So with the bottom, we all hit bottom. Now we're slowly crawling out. We're rather unique as a commercial air carrier airport. We're a leisure market airport, which means we serve our air carrier as Allegiant Airlines. They're considered what's called an ultra-low-cost carrier. And therefore, as we enter this vacation season, we are seeing some incremental return of the market, but it is incremental. And while we're cautiously optimistic, we're also wondering what the future will be like as we work towards the fall and winter. But so far, so good. Some other airports maybe aren't doing as well. But again, it's just the unique market that we serve.
Does Mid-America's size make it better positioned to get back to a normal operation in a post-COVID environment?
In some ways, yes. Yeah, size does help. Being a little bit smaller operationally, we're able to accommodate a little bit more quickly some of the unique requests that we may receive operationally. But I think generally speaking, size doesn't make a difference. It's again, really the market, and it's the economy. And as those two things come together or gain traction going forward, that will help all of us. So really, we're all cheering for the economy, and we're all cheering for each other as airports to hopefully get that market back that was once part of our everyday life.
So tell us about the measures you've put in place at the airport to help returning passengers feel safe.
Safety by far is number one. And really, I think it's like, I compare it to buckling your seatbelt. We had to put in measures that would help passengers regain that confidence, regain their sea legs, if you will. And the two things that we implemented were, I think, very typical in the industry. Right away, airports and air carriers realized that we had to do a better job. We had to meet a higher standard of cleanliness and follow the guidelines as established by the CDC and the state of Illinois and our local counties and municipalities. And so we implemented those additional cleaning standards. All of our cleaning staff has been briefed. They go through additional training to make sure that they're wiping down all the appropriate surfaces and cleaning things and then cleaning things again. Again, we really, really value our passengers, and safety by far is a part of that conversation. The other thing that we decided to do, and again, it was really, I think, a best management practice, and the CDC recommends that, and that's the use of a face covering. Face mask is required when you come into the terminal building. And again, it's just a great practice. Many, many airports around the country are doing it. Many of the air carriers require it. And again, it's likely to be a part of our life for a long time to come.
Very good. So, Brian, we've already had a couple discussions over the last couple of weeks as far as leads that we received and some of our efforts with site selection regarding the property surrounding the airport. For those who may not be familiar with Mid-America Airport, tell us about some of the tenants on the airport property.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. That's actually really valuable at this point in time. I mean, economic development or any kind of development in the Metro St. Louis area is wonderful. So I appreciate you asking the question. So we have a lot of area to develop, both for aviation purposes as well as non-aviation purposes. We're very fortunate to have a nice balance of tenants. So we have what we call general aviation tenants. Those are the people that operate corporate aircraft or smaller flight training aircraft, if you will. The Illinois State Police houses their aircraft with us. We've got a couple manufacturing or what I call light industrial, if you will. We've got North Bay, which does a wonderful job. They've been with us for quite some time, and they package it, produce and other vegetables and ship them locally as well as nationally. Just, again, a great partner on the airfield. And then, of course, St. Clair Boeing Group is a real great team to work with as well. just they're very, very efficient and very good at what they do. And it's nice to have them on the airfield. So that's just a few examples. There are a few others out there, but we're always looking for opportunities like all of us. And again, Mary, you know, thank you for all your work and leading the charge and what you're responsible for. And again, it's well beyond the airport that we value all this, any economic development.
So Brian, focusing on those tenants, you mentioned Boeing, you mentioned North Bay. Have you had any feedback from them regarding any impacts they've experienced because of COVID? Do you stay in regular communication with them when you're facing these types of challenges?
Yeah, yes, we do. And as you know, I think every company sets out to establish what policies are going to work best for their employees and the safety of their employees. And it's no difference with North Bay or Boeing. They've all incorporated their own standards, if you will. And so we notice that. We see that. Certainly we stay in touch with them and we share with them what we're doing as well. So when we do have meetings, they're like this. They're actually more Zoom meetings. I think I've never had so many Zoom meetings in my life. But that's okay. That's how we get business done. But yeah, again, we... Since they're on the airport, we stay in regular touch, and we're all aware of what everyone else is doing.
So many in our region may not be aware that Mid-America is a joint-use airport with Scott Air Force Base. Tell us about that relationship and some of the benefits of the two groups working together.
Yeah, the joint use is certainly unique. There's only about 30 of us in the country, and so it presents certainly a lot of value. And that's what I see, I've seen since I've been here. In the short time I've been here, it's been great, although I'd like to meet these people in person. We've had multiple Zoom meetings. They're so welcoming and so generous to reach out to me and as we start to build those relationships. But the staff here has shared with me a lot about the history of the relationship. And we just have a great partnership. Right now, the runway over on the Air Force side is closed for reconstruction. So all of their activity rolls over to our airfield. I know in the past when our airfield has been down, you know, our activity rolls over to the airfield. So besides the airfield piece, we share a lot of common boundaries, a lot of shared interest with property around the area. Just great partners. We're working with them with the Metrolink as that extends out from the Shiloh Scott Station over to Mid-America here. That's just getting underway. So just a great team to work with and looking forward to spending more time with them.
Very good. And you mentioned the Metrolink extension, and that ties into that next question. And that is, as you look ahead, what is your vision for the future for the airport? And has it altered at all based on COVID-19?
Yeah. So the vision for the airport is really to take the success that was laid down here over the last 20 years or so and, you know, accelerate that. Now, with all visions, and especially I think with COVID, we've had to pull back some of our expectations and maybe some of where we want to be at certain points in time. But generally speaking, we really aren't missing a heartbeat. We're still engaged in what we see, where we see our airport going and our place and our role. Both in the community and region. So Metrolink is a part of that. Certainly, I think there's other aviation opportunities that will be in front of us, and I'm looking forward to exploring those. And then some non-aeronautical development that I've had some past experience with. I'm hoping to capitalize on that as well.
Very good. All right, so for the final question, is there anything else about you or Mid-America that you think people in the St. Louis region should know?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great question. And I think the best thing I can say is, you know, I'm new to this area, and I think some of you are even new to this airport. And what I mean by that is, yeah, we know STL and we know some of the other general aviation airports. We talk about ports, but I think what's really important is that we are a port, and our connectivity isn't just local, but it's regional and it's national and even international. And whether you're a port on the river, whether you're a port along the ocean or these other airports, our ports are the backbone of how we live. And so, you know, I raise my glass to all the ports that are out there, and certainly welcome any visits to this airport as we move into the future.
Well, that concludes today's discussion. Brian, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. On behalf of the region's freight industry, welcome, and we appreciate your commitment to advancing the region's economy through transportation. We look forward to working with you as a member of the Freight Development Committee and in your new role as Airport Director. Mid-America Airport is a vital part of the region's aviation sector and overall freight system, and we appreciate the airport's role with air cargo, commercial aviation, the diversity of the tenants at the airport, and the potential opportunities for continued development.